First, today's No Sweat News. Boy, the dumb was out over the weekend. But fortunately, we get to enjoy it. We even have a Florida man. But and then Friday, we'll do the No Sweat News quiz for Ratfest tickets. So let's go to Oregon, because this dude in Oregon is giving Florida man a run for his money. Cat's name is Eric Mozieko. Eric, last Tuesday, got busted for being one of those drug dealers. They found some meth in his car and some other drugs that obviously, the way it was packaged, he was planning on selling. But they found something in his possession that they're really going to use at court. The spokesperson for the police said he kept a journal. He had it all laid out there. He needed a certain amount of cash, ways on how to recoup the cash, rules to follow for selling to customers, and how to outsmart the police, all written in a diary-type journal on how to be a drug dealer by Eric Mozieko. Well, I guess the part about outsmarting the police was not quite well thought out, according to the journal, because it's being used as evidence against him in court. So now this is the second time this year that we've seen a criminal keep an actual journal or ledger of their criminal activity. And if we need to remind you not to write down and keep notes on your criminal activity, well, then you just go right ahead and do that. This guy, his own handwriting is going to be used against him. Now, here's a guy in Florida. You know, Casey, 34-year-old Casey Lewis in Fort Pierce, Florida. He bonded himself. He got bonded out of jail for shoplifting at Walmart, but then got arrested in the jail's own parking lot for stealing from the cars in the parking lot. That's right. He got arrested for shoplifting, got released from jail, and chose for his next targets the cars that were parked in the jail parking lot. Shockingly, he was picked up very quickly, as he had stolen $500-and-something from some lady's car, along with her phone, debit card, license, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess the apple didn't fall too far from the crime tree for him. And our third story takes you to your local supermarket. Or maybe this is something you have to buy at a box store like Costco or BJ's. But Charmin, the toilet paper company, for our third and final story, is now selling something called Forever Rolls. They are comically large rolls of toilet paper. And when I say comically, I'm talking these things are so big, they wouldn't even come close to fitting on a normal toilet paper roll. How big are we talking here? The Forever Rolls come 1,700 sheets per roll. Now, imagine the normal roll of Charmin. That's got about, what they're saying, 77 sheets for one roll. This is 1,700 sheets. It's about the size of a manhole cover for duty paper. That's going to set you up, unless you're in some sort of fraternity, that should be setting you up for quite some time. Maybe not during football season on the day after Monday after I consume all those chicken wings and beverages. But the rolls are on sale now. And for $30, you can get 1,700 sheets of toilet paper. And that's a pretty good deal, even though it's freaking gigantic. That's today's No Sweat News. Ratfest tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. If you miss any of the episodes, of course, you got the podcast feature over at the top of WRAT.com, so you can check it all out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.